Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It'll be about 220 meters away from ISS. You can see in the multiple camera views what one camera will be seeing as it looks towards ISS out of the center of the docking.
So this is a live feed this morning from NASA, where they're pretty excited. They got their first manned space liftoff from Cape Canaveral since 2011. And a Saint Anne native is the one that's going to be on, is one of the two astronauts that's going to be on board. It's pretty cool. Bob Behnken is his name. Boy, this guy is rather accomplished. Let me tell you a little bit about him, right? So he's already flown on two shuttle missions in March of 2008 and February 2010. He's done three spacewalks. He's got a bachelor's degree in physics and mechanical engineering from WashU, a master's degree and doctorate in mechanical engineering from a California Institute of Technology, and then he was a flight test engineer with the Air Force before joining NASA. So,
impressive resume.
No kidding. The pictures they have of them on the NASA website, they look like they're in stormtrooper uniforms, like the old bubble helmets and the space suits we're used to seeing are a thing of the past. These new ones are really cool. They look like something out of Star Wars or something. It's very nice. So anyway, there's a concern, in case you're following this. They're supposed to take off at 3:33 this afternoon, Central Time. There's apparently a tropical storm off the coast of South Carolina, which is pretty far north of where they are. But the challenge is that the trajectory takes them to the north. And what they have to look for are the routes along which they would have to eject if they had to end the flight early. They have an escape pod or whatever they would have to do, and they're checking to see what the safety would be along that entire route and not just down at Cape Canaveral. So they're going to have a meeting this morning at about 9 a.m. to further discuss whether or not the weather conditions to the north of them might prevent liftoff this afternoon. It's possible that they might end up having to delay this thing.
Yeah, I couldn't be an astronaut, because if they said, hey, there's a storm coming, I'd be like, nope, we're done. Let's just pause.
Yeah, that's it.
Like,
we're done.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm not even sure I'd be okay with the taking off in general. So, not my calling.
Mm-mm. Well, and it's the little things, like, you know, what happened with the Challenger. If you guys remember that horrible accident. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of those things from my youth that I still remember the day that happened and where I was and all of that stuff. And that was not a storm at all. It was just temperatures were colder than and the cold affected one of the O-rings on the rocket, and it let fuel leak out and it caused an explosion. I'm sure I'm simplifying that, but that wasn't even storm related. So you just never know. It's just so many things could go wrong.
The O-ring must be what you meant by the little things. You said it's the little things and then mentioned the Challenger exploding. I'm thinking that's kind of a big deal.
No, I mean the cold.
Yes,
it wasn't a storm.
You meant the technology.
It was just something.
I couldn't do it.
No. True.